Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Ken Raff joining you here on this Wednesday morning. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Hopefully you're having a good start to your Wednesday morning. I know if you looked at the weather yesterday, it was beautiful. First day of spring, and we couldn't be blessed, and I enjoyed it. I'm hoping our Mayor Brandon Kelleher also got the chance to enjoy the weather as well. But Mayor, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good morning. I did get outside a little bit yesterday, but of course it's spring in Nebraska, so it's going to snow this weekend probably.
There were... Earlier in the week, there were chances of snow, but now it's rain. But knock on wood, you can never believe the Weather Channel or the weather apps.
Well, according to my weather app, on Monday,
there is
a chance of snow. So I guess it's not technically the weekend, so you are accurate.
That is. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I wish it was, we're just rain. I just want rain at this point, snow. Let's just keep it as rain.
I agree. We need rain, so hopefully we'll get some.
North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here in the studio today, just recapping yesterday's city council meeting. Sounds like it was a pretty quick meeting, but hey, we got some topics to discuss. So
I think we were at about 17 or 18 minutes last night, so it was not kind of a short city council meeting as city council meetings go. Probably one of the first things we did was we talked about the consent agenda, and if you attend city council or watch our meetings, you know that the consent agenda is the first, usually somewhere between 5 and 12 items, depending on what they are. And they're things that are considered to be kind of routine business for the council, and they usually approve them all in one motion. Sometimes one of the council members will pull one off for further discussion or clarification, but usually they just approve them in one motion. But for the sake of clarity, we changed the look of the agenda a little bit. And so now the consent agenda is item number one, and then each element underneath that is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and so on, depending on how many we have to have. And we did that because on the YouTube and the public access channel, we've gone to putting a little label at the bottom of the screen that says which agenda item the council is discussing. So that way, if somebody's watching or they come in halfway through, they know where we are in the agenda and they don't have to try to figure it out. And transparency in the city government, and a small little change. But we had to renumber and do ABC to make that all work and make sense.
It's always sometimes when you can find that format you really like, definitely could be a life changer. And I liked what you said, and for folks who join halfway through, it's like, okay, now we don't need to scour where we're at. You can see it's right there for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we hope it'll be helpful to folks.
Another big thing was parking ordinance adjustment for parking under the Willow Street Viaduct. Just talk about that a little bit.
Right. And you may recall, I think it was 2 weeks ago or possibly a month ago, we discussed the fact that they're going to be working, contractors going to be working on the Willow Street Viaduct doing repairs this summer. So it'll be closed for, I think it's about 6 weeks during the summer, not during Brassicland days. But right now on the north side of the Willow Street Viaduct, there's kind of a U-shaped road that runs underneath it, and parking is allowed on that at this moment, although it will change here shortly, and we'll be putting no parking signs on there, in part because the contractor is going to have to get underneath there. And if your vehicle was there, you wouldn't want a large chunk of concrete falling on your car or something like that, heaven forbid. And also, there have had some complaints from folks in the area that people are just leaving their cars there and not parked very well, and so they can't get around that loop when they need to. So anyway, we've decided to make it consistent with all the other underneath viaduct areas and put up no parking signs. So they'll go into effect here shortly.
Parking's always a tough one, but sometimes you just got to lay the law down.
Yep, that's correct.
Lay the law down and make them park correctly, or just, and like you said, it'll make it parking right, or, heck, we just won't park at all. Just no parking at all. North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here in studio today. Again, just recapping yesterday's city council. Hey, let's continue on. Sounds like a wetlands credit purchase agreement for Tallgrass Gas Company.
Right, and Tallgrass is a company that is putting in the gas line that will support sustainable beef and any other economic development success we might have in the area of sustainable beef. Tallgrass is running a little bit larger than needed line there so that there's additional gas service that could support other economic development activities and also would likely improve the gas service in the eastern side of North Platte. So they have to run across a wetland, and they're putting a little pumping station out there north of the airport on the wetlands. And so the city did a little credit trade with them off our wetlands bank. That's what that's for. The city of North Platte established the wetlands bank about 20 years ago. It was one of the best things that was done a long time ago. And from time to time, it helps with economic development and other issues. So we're excited to do that. It's a pretty simple transaction on the whole.
Well, perfect there. And it sounds like a couple warrant approval motions and paying the claims.
Right. And those are kind of some of the sort of routine things we do. Of course, we pay the claims every meeting. And then we had a couple warrants for construction going on there, too. Those are fairly routine things that we do. And that was about it for the council meeting. So like I said, 18 minutes. There was not a great deal of exciting things on the agenda last night.
Well, I know, like you said, not a lot in the council. However, there's a couple big things coming up in North Platte. The post office meeting, which taking place next Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Sandhills Convention Center, that's been a big topic discussed in North Platte since it was announced a couple weeks ago with our post office distribution center and how, you know, the potential closure moving. Kind of just give us your thoughts on that.
Well, it has. And what I've been recommending to folks, we've had some people reach out to the mayor's office and say, hey, do you know about this? And do you know what's going on? And the Postal Service has maybe not done the very best job at communicating what's likely to occur here. But just yesterday, in fact, yesterday morning sometime, they posted this document that I brought you a copy of here. And it's titled the Initial Findings Document. And if you're interested in looking at this document, if you go to the City of North Platte website and go to where we show the videos on YouTube for the city council, if you scroll forward on the video to the last minute or so of the video, we popped up a slide that's got the web address. You can look at that, type it into your web browser, and be able to find the U.S. Postal Service site. You get there, you scroll down to North Platte, and it's quite obvious there. It's easy to understand what's going on. You click on the link and review this document, and there are some changes from this document to the original document that they put out. One of the sentences that I found to be most interesting is that it says the facility will offer expanded and streamlined package processing and distribution capabilities in the local market and new workplace amenities for U.S. Postal Service employees. It sounds to me like that, at least from the delivery perspective, based on that sentence and some other things in the document, we shouldn't expect any fundamental differences. One of my biggest concerns in this possible change was if I'm mailing the radio station a letter from City Hall, I don't usually do that, but if I was going to for some reason, I don't want it to take 4 days to get here. I mean, it would seem not to make any sense to go to all the way to Denver and then turn around and come back and be delivered North Platte. That just doesn't, I don't understand how that could possibly be an efficiency improvement. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I think most people would agree with that. But if you read through this document, it does not seem like that 4-day ordeal would be the case. It seems like that local mail, or at least mail from this near region, would stay here and be delivered the following day or the day after that, whatever is appropriate. And that mail that is sent from North Platte to other places in the country, or maybe to the east end of the state or something, would probably go to Denver and then be distributed from there, which in and of itself probably doesn't really matter that much. However, as you read through this document, I've been joking. I don't speak Postal Service. I don't understand all their vernacular. I don't understand some of the meanings of some of these words in the way that they're used, because, you know, every industry has their sort of words they use that mean certain things in certain cases. And I'm not sure that I'm reading all this correctly. It does appear that there would be a 5 or 6 jobs relocated from the area, although it does mention that the people who are here today would likely be able to take other jobs and not have to move if they did not want to. So I guess that's good for us. We hate to see any job leave our area. And if you get towards the end of the document on the last page, there are two things I want to mention. Under the local customer considerations, it says the local postmark will continue to be available at retail post offices. So what that, in my mind, what that means is you can still mail a letter and they'll cancel it, meaning that they'll cancel the stamp here, which would imply that it's not going to leave the area to be sorted. But again, I don't speak post office language, so maybe I'm not reading that right. So don't take the mayor's word for it on that one. I don't really know. And it says delivery times of mail to residences and businesses should not change because of the review. That's another line in this. And again, I don't exactly know what that means. Is that accurate? So at the bottom of this, the last line of this document, it says, please go to, and it has a nice web address for SurveyMonkey to submit written comments. So if you'd like to bring this document up, you can click on that link and submit your comments directly to the Postal Service. But what I would encourage folks to do is to come to the meeting, which is next Thursday. So it's on 3/28 at 6 p.m. at the Sandhills Convention Center. And we're hoping we have a good showing from North Platte. And I'm assuming, this is an assumption on my part, that the Postal Service representatives who are going to be there will provide some sort of a 10 or 15 minute description of what exactly their plans are, and then receive public comments after that. Because, again, reading through this document, it's a little hard to tell exactly what the plan is. I'm sure the folks that created it understand it perfectly. But for those of us reading it, there's a little bit of subjectivity in it. that. And so I want to make sure that the community has all the facts, and then we can begin to offer our opinions and perspectives, and hopefully there'll be some Q&A involved in this process.
Again, folks, the post office meeting is next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Sandhills Convention Center. Again, that's next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Sandhills Convention Center. Again, hopefully a good turnout for this event, you know, regarding the post office, just with everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mayor, lastly here, we have it's election season. Any up election discussion you want to have?
Well, I think at this point, it's important that folks educate themselves and be prepared to get out and vote. If you're doing the mail-in ballot or the absentee ballot scenario, you know, your ballot will be available to you here, I think, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I believe. And, of course, the primary election is early in May. I believe it's the 14th. I should have looked it up. Since I myself don't have an opponent, I have not paid a lot of attention to what day the primary is, because I won't be on the Lincoln County ballot at this until the fall. At any rate, we do have some elections that are pretty important. Well, every election is important, but we in the county commissioner races, we have three districts that have candidates running. One of them, District 5, is another person who's being unopposed at this point. And then in District 1, we have two candidates, and in District 4, we have two candidates. And all of these folks are Republicans, which, you know, is not a surprise for our part of the country or this area. But the county commissioner is a partisan race, and so what this means is that the primary will essentially decide the election. So it's a pretty important election for those candidates. And we move on into the city races, and we have in Ward 1 for city council, we have two folks running. And in Ward 4, we have three folks running. And in Ward 1, both of the folks that are running will continue on to the general election, both their names. And so their election, I don't believe they'll be on the ballot in the primary, but in November, then both those names will be on the ballot. And in Ward 4, there will be three names on the ballot in the primary election, and the two people that get the most votes will stay and continue to the general election. That's how that works. So educate yourself, get out there and vote, do your best to understand the issues and what the candidates really want to do. I've asked some folks in the media, and I've heard them say they're putting together some sort of debate for the races that have multiple people in them. And so I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm sure they'll be doing it here sometime in the next few weeks so that folks have the opportunity to hear how their candidates really think and what they oppose and what they don't oppose. So I look forward to that. And one of the things that I think everybody needs to remember is, you know, our community went through many, many years of not doing a lot of growth. And there are many, many reasons for that, and you can't attribute it to any one thing. But in the last few years, we've been able to align the city elected officials for the most part, the county elected officials for the most part, and our representative at the state level. We've all been very aligned on economic development, and we all work together. And with the help of people in other communities across Lincoln County and the region, we've been able to accomplish some pretty nice things in the economic development area in the last few years, in part because we're all working together and we all kind of have the same goals of making this region grow and making it a great place to live. So I speak with Senator Jacobson on a somewhat regular basis about different issues at the state level, and at the county commissioner's level, you know, Commissioner Bruns and I have very similar ideas on how to do economic development and some of the things of the region. So we work together all the time on stuff. And having that alignment in your elected officials is one of the things that it takes to make a community grow and make things happen. So get out there, make sure you understand what your candidates are doing and what they want to do, and then cast your vote accordingly.
Should be an exciting time, because election year is always a fun time, and get out there and, you know, have a great time, but also learn about your candidates as well.
That's right.
As we wrap up our conversation here with North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher. Mayor, any final thoughts?
Well, get out there and enjoy those nice spring days. It's going to get hot soon.
It's going to get hot, but I'm not going to say about this. It's about snow, but there's potential snow in the forecast already.
Let's just hope it's moisture. We need moisture.
I agree. Well, Mayor, thanks for taking the time for joining us today, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Hey, folks, more coming up in just a couple minutes.